Warning. This program may contain language that could offend some listeners. Fur Affinity News is an independent production and does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Fur Affinity staff.
Hello and welcome to Fur Affinity News, bringing you the highlights of Fur Affinity and the furry art community. I am your host, Two Griffin, here to entertain you in any possible way that I can. Except that way. Well, fellow furries, it's a brand new year with a brand new president and brand new furry art. And since you all gave the first show such a warm welcome, I decided why not have a brand new show too? Because you've all been such well-behaved mutations of science, from this point on, FAN will have regular episodes and you'll be able to find them all right here on Fur Affinity. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And always remember, if you have any questions or comments, you can leave a note for me here on Fur Affinity or email to @ranting-griffin.com. Speaking of New Year's, guess who just recently had a birthday? And no, it wasn't your girlfriend, so don't go running out to buy an emergency bouquet of kitchen knives so she won't stomp your nuts to oblivion for forgetting. The birthday was for Fur Affinity itself. As of January 16th, Fur Affinity is officially 4 years old. 4 glorious years of furry art sprinkled with good old-fashioned internet drama. What more could anyone ask for? I hope you'll all join me in wishing Fur Affinity many more happy years to come, because we need our porn. And if we can't have it anymore, then we'll go crazy and get jobs or something. But what's caused the real buzz is a rather mysterious comment made by Dragonair himself in his journal, teasingly hinting at the possibility that a search function could appear in the near future. Now, I know that everyone and their grandmother has been dreaming of a Fur Affinity search function since John McCain was still sexually active. But could it be true? Will there finally be a way to search through Fur Affinity for whatever our twisted little minds desire? Will the power to find anything except a cheap hotel room in Pittsburgh be at our fingertips? Well, without saying too much, FAN's inside sources, which is pretty much just me, have confirmed that indeed there is a plan to implement a search engine soon. I was given the special privilege of giving the function a test drive, and let me tell you, it really does work. So, all you furries out there who've been aching to specifically see how many shitting dick nipple pictures there are on Fur Affinity, get your typing fingers ready and keep an ear on the show for more details on this in the future. On the last show, we named our winner for the Best Art Award and pointed you to the URL where you could view this wonderful piece of work. Well, it didn't take very long for some furries out there to realize that something was very wrong. You see, a user who had not created that particular piece of artwork had stolen it. And by stolen, I mean put it up on their FA account without crediting the original artist or, word has it, even asking permission. When you guys showed up to look at this piece of art, you were looking at the stolen version. The actual picture was created by Never Raven, who was rather upset to find out that folks were looking at a different gallery to see the picture. Let's talk about this for a minute, folks. Even if you don't mean to cause any harm, even if you're just swiping a picture to put it on your website or FA account or whatever for others to see it, even if you don't feel like what you're doing is stealing, if you redistribute an artist's picture without their permission, it is art theft. And it's a mean thing to do to a great bunch of furries who work very hard to make artwork for us to look at. Furry art is at the very core of the furry fandom. We don't want to pay back these artists by pissing them off, now do we? Hey, I understand that as furries, we're surrounded by hundreds of kick-ass new pieces of artwork every day. We have more artwork popping up around us than lawsuits against the Catholic Church. It's just something we're used to, and it's easy to take for granted. It's easy to forget that each and every picture you see has had a lot of heart and soul poured into it from another furry. So remember, respect the art. Ask permission before you post a piece of art. Give credit to the artist because they really do deserve it. And don't make me come car bomb your nuts.
And now, the word for the week is... weenus.
Did you just say weenus?
Yes, weenus.
If you enjoy cruising the vast sea of furry journals out there on the internet, you may have seen this word before.
Weenus.
Lately, furries all over the planet have inducted this strange word into their creative amalgamation of socially distinctive vocabularies. You may have seen the word used in such phrases as, "That really scrapes my weenus," "You are a total weenus ball," or perhaps even, "There's a party in my weenus and everyone is weenus." But what is this odd word? Where did it come from? What does it mean? Literally, a weenus is a skin on your elbow. Why are furries using it now? Because it sounds funny, that's why. But some people aren't so amused. In his journal, Amalgamus wrote about the word, "I don't see why furries need to repeat a meaningless word just because it happens to sound dirty. It's a sign of immaturity and shows just how desperate furries are to jump on any bandwagon they can find. Well, let me just say, lick my oozing weenus." Sure, it may just be a silly word, but who cares? It's fun! And it certainly isn't hurting anything. Besides, just imagine the look on your school nurse's face when you ask her to moisturize your weenus. Or when you confess to Father Dick a kid that you accidentally dipped your weenus in the holy water. Good times for all! So let's make this Weenus Week. Remember, never bite a dirty weenus. It can cause weenitis. In convention news, the main thing that everyone seems to be curious about is the newest addition to the furry event list, Midfur X, which also happens to be the first official furry convention in Australia. Furries are wanting to know what the event was like. Well, I happen to be there, and I can tell you firsthand, Australia's premier furry event is an absolute blast. As soon as I stepped off the plane, I was surrounded by kangaroos, who offered me martinis and then started having sex with me. Well, okay, it wasn't that good, but let me tell you, it was a weekend filled with fun, including every furry event that us furries like to enjoy at a convention, and even a few extras no one has thought of before. This added to a shit ton of alcohol. Nice beer down there, guys. Definitely added up to be a premier, grade A, number one furry event. If you can make it, I can certainly recommend Midfur X in Melbourne, Australia. And hey, if nothing else, you'll get a chance to see the toilet swirl the wrong way. Especially interesting when you're trying to flush a baby. Also, don't forget that Further Confusion is coming up this weekend in San Jose, California. Not a whole lot of time left for that one, folks. Online registration for this event is now closed. You can still register at the door, but the hotel is very nearly sold out. So if you're planning on attending Further Confusion this year, I'd start jumping around like a blind fox in a dick market to get yourself set up. We will be right back.
Hey, nice tackle, Steve.
Thanks. Say, Adam, your butt doesn't seem as firm as usual. Is anything wrong?
Oh, you noticed, huh?
Right away.
Oh, Steve, it's my local comic shop. They closed down, and the one across town doesn't carry my favorite anthropomorphic comics. I've felt droopy ever since.
Hey, you know, the same thing happened to me.
To you? But your butt's as firm as ever. How do you do it?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley Comics. They have hundreds of the best anthropomorphic comics, and you can order them all online.
You mean no more trips to the comic store?
That's right. Rabbit Valley will send them right to your door.
Well, that's great, but you know I like hentai, too.
Rabbit Valley has hentai. Books, art prints, games, toys, they have everything an anthropomorphics fan needs, and you can get it all online. Rabbit Valley accepts all the major credit cards, and they ship all over the world. Just go to their website at rabbitvalley.com, and you'll see how easy it is.
Wow, I can practically feel my butt getting perky again already.
Hey, with Rabbit Valley, you'll be a tight end in no time. Rabbit Valley Comics. www.rabbitvalley.com. And we are back. This week's featured artist is Bombird. I just love saying that, Bombird. Any furry who's been around for a while will tell you that we love our icons. We love icons so much that there are even icon feds. We have little icon feds. We have icon parties, icon feds, and icon... Who can forget the can't enjoy our sandwich icons? The flappy wing angel icons, the tilty head fursuit icons, or the Koopa Stompy icons? Well, if you hadn't noticed, there's a new icon going around. The one that looks like a little glitchy 8-bit Nintendo character doing some kind of little cute dance, and they're even being sported by some celebrities like Macrocelli and Gar. These little animated creatures are always yelling for something in a little word bubble and dancing or stomping or generally looking adorable with, like, you know, this certain low-tech charm, you know? If you've been wondering where you can get one of these icons for yourself, look no further, for Bombard is your answer. And imagine my delight when I was looking through this artist's gallery and I saw that not only can he make some terrific icons, but he's also got some amazing artwork as well. He describes himself as a lazy, semi-alcoholic ex-bricklayer from Quebec, but from what I've seen, he's definitely found a new calling. So go over and take a look at Bombard's work, especially if you're fond of avian artwork, and leave him a message and tell him that FAN sent you. And hey, while you're there, why not get your own flaily icon from him? I'm sure he'd appreciate it. And now, on to the FAN Art Awards. After the last show, quite a few of you commented on the awards and wondered why there were no awards for other forms of furry art, like music or literature. The sad fact is, furry musicians and writers just don't get a whole lot of the spotlight, and some of them are doing some very nice work. However, when it comes to furry literature, there's just no way the FAN staff, in other words, me, could have enough time to read every story that comes through the furry art world every week. And when it comes to music, well, some of it may be good and some of it may not be so good, but I can count on one hand the number of times I've heard music come out of a furry that actually had anything to do with furries. After all, these awards aren't just for any art, they're for furry art. However, since I'd like to see a bit more of that spotlight thrown on our hardworking artists, and because I'm just such a great guy, yes, you can worship me now, I don't think it would hurt anything if FAN at least gave out a Best Music Award. And the first recipient of that music award is Coulson, for his piece entitled With All Due Respect. Coulson has been hovering around the furry fandom for years now and making some really good tunes, actually. And let me tell you, the guy knows his stuff. If you didn't know he was a furry, you'd swear he was a professional pop singer. This song has an energetic 90s guitar pop feel, and it'd be great to listen to while having a good time out with your friends or just chilling out with a beer or two. So check it out, and even if you don't like the style, you simply have to be impressed with the skill and recording quality of this artist. This week's Romance Award goes to Ukabor for the piece entitled Golden Heart. Ah, one sunset, two ravens, and a perfectly magical moment. I personally love the way the artist put so much expression in the eyes of the character, and interestingly enough, this was a trade piece with Gar. Yes, the same Gar from the Two Cents Show. The one that's a dragon. A wolf. Yeah, sure. This week's Cute Award, goes to Wolf Mutt for his picture called Chibi Raptor. Why is it that everything that's going to rot your teeth out starts with the word chibi? I don't know. But get ready to have some exposed nerves hanging out your mouth, and you're going to have dinner work done, and because this is what happens when mean, vicious raptors suddenly go to the cute side. Definitely check this out. This week's Hot Award goes to The Wielder for his picture entitled His Majesty is Waiting. It's a tiger, is hot, and it's definitely not work safe. This is a commission for Azaghal, and you'll definitely want to wait until you get home to look at this one. Probably for more than one reason. This week's Style Award goes to Kiovi for the piece entitled Lamp Post Lurker. I can already tell that the Style Award is going to be one of my favorite parts of doing this show. I love seeing furry art with elements that we can all recognize, but done in a new or unique way. And this picture certainly has that flash of style, so give Kiovi a big congrats from me. I think she did a wonderful job. The Comedy Award this week goes to Lil Glenn Doggy for It's Loose. Folks, sometimes there is a very fine line between the WTF prize and the comedy prize, and this is one of the perfect examples why there's a bat and folks getting slapped with a dick. You just go look at it because it's funny. It's almost hot, but it's more funny. The WTF award this week goes to Vedder Judah for the picture called Vedder Judah is Bummed Out Dude. Now, I've already had a few people misunderstand the WTF award. It's not for pointing and laughing at bad artwork. I will never give an award of any kind for a piece of crap. It's not going to happen. It takes a master of the media to make you look at a piece of artwork and suddenly question why you woke up this morning and what planet you woke up on. So give this piece a gander and you'll definitely see what I mean. The Best Prawn Award for this week goes to Zausch. That's an Arnold word for God's Zausch for the picture Arc Gull Wing Snatches Riker. And we're not talking about the Star Trek Riker. You'll notice I actually moved this award further down the list because, for some reason, I have a feeling it's going to be one of the more popular awards. And this picture should definitely demonstrate why. I don't know why there is such an outbreak of great bird art this week, but I'm not going to complain, and they seem to be doing everything, and I mean everything. Not only is this a great piece of prawn, but it's a great piece of artwork, too. The lighting is just amazing. And besides, there's a pretty blue griffin in it, too. Finally, to the Best Art Award for this week goes to Daseod for the picture called Blue Tree Dragon. There's not a whole lot I can say about this picture because it's approaching the level of being beyond words. Though I will say the detail is stunning in this picture. The character is believable and the color is amazing. If you only look at one piece of art this week, and I know that's a bunch of crap because we're all sickos, then this should be the piece you check out. And that should do it for this show. Congratulations to all the winners, and thank you for tuning in to FAN. If you have any announcements about the furry world, comments or questions, or you'd like to advertise on this show, please send an email to 2@ranting-griffin.com, and we'll get y'all set up right there. Yeah! That's all we have for you for this show. We hope you'll join us again on the next edition of FA News. I'm 2 Griffin, and your furry art tip for the week is, if you're going to make something pink, make it really big. See you next time.